In this bulletin, Australia records its highest daily death toll of the pandemic. Russia's ambassador to Australia denies his country is threatening Ukraine. And in sport, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold cleared of COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Australia has recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic so far, with 93 further fatalities. 39 of the deaths come from Victoria, 35 are in New South Wales, 18 are in Queensland, and one's in the ACT. Australia's previous one-day high for COVID-19 deaths was set just last week, when 88 fatalities were recorded. Meanwhile, the New South Wales government has announced another 35 people with COVID-19 have died in aged care centres in the state. Federal government data shows there are Omicron outbreaks in 515 nursing homes in New South Wales, with 3,859 residents infected. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the newly reported aged care deaths happened in southwestern Sydney from the 2nd to the 20th of January this year.
You can imagine that this has been a very busy time for southwestern Sydney when they've experiencing quite a number of cases of COVID, and we've had a number of outbreaks in aged care facilities. And so whilst the local health district has been working with the Commonwealth and the aged care facilities to support and focus on the response, there was a delay in reporting those deaths to the ministry for the purposes of the statewide reporting.
Russia's ambassador to Australia has dismissed the prospect of the federal government imposing sanctions on his country, saying they just don't work. Russia has amassed over 100,000 troops at its borders with Ukraine in recent weeks, sparking international concern over an imminent invasion. But Alexei Pavlovsky insists the move is in no way an act of aggression on Russia's behalf. He says rather it's actions from Ukraine and its allies that could lead to war.
Our troops are not a threat. They are a warning to Ukraine not to try any reckless military adventures, not to interpret the support they have from the West as carte blanche to do such crazy things.
Six non-governmental bodies have written a letter to the Australian government urging it to impose targeted sanctions on what they call Myanmar's abusive military leaders and their business interests. The letter was sent to Foreign Minister Maurice Payne ahead of the first anniversary of the Southeast Asian nation's coup. The federal government passed a Magnitsky law in December last year that enables targeted injunctions against foreign individuals on human rights grounds and is yet to be used. The Australian Council for International Development CEO, Mark Purcell, says the situation in Myanmar is a prime example of when those powers should be enacted.
It's really important at the one-year anniversary point that Australia now joins other governments around the world who have already put targeted sanctions on the generals in Myanmar. The Australian government must now act. So far, we have not done anything to sanction those military generals for snuffing out democracy in Myanmar, nor for committing crimes against humanity, against ethnic groups.
To sport, and Socceroos coach Graham Arnold is set to return to the bench for the team's World Cup qualifier against Oman after being cleared of COVID-19. Mr. Arnold tested positive for the virus last week and missed Australia's 4-0 win against Vietnam on Thursday night. The team communicated digitally with him during the game and was supported by assistant Rene Muhlenstein. The Socceroos are set to travel to Muscat for their next game on Wednesday. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth in 39 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 29, an early shower or two in Melbourne and 25, cloudy in Hobart and 20 degrees, showers and a possible storm in Canberra and 27, partly cloudy in Wollongong with a top of 27 as well, mostly sunny in Sydney and 29, Similar conditions in Newcastle with 30 degrees. A shower or two in Brisbane and 30 as well. Rain at time in Cairns, also 30. And showers with a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.